My name is Ellen, a very grateful compulsive overeater.
Hi.
The topic for this workshop has to do with positive sharing. And I can only tell you that in my early days when I first came in, there was so much dumping. I thought that's what OA was all about, and I thought that was terrific. Wow, I'd go home and say to my husband, and you should hear this one, and then her sister did that, and the uncle did this, and the husband did that. It was just nothing, it was like so much gossip. And eventually things started to change. And for the first 5 years, I did a lot of this stuff my way. And then I came back and I found there was a new way, and it was called positive sharing. And I cannot even begin to tell you what a change it made in my life. Everyone shared only what they're doing to stay well. Whatever happened to all those tears and crying and moaning and groaning and complaining? It was just gone from the meeting, and it was the most beautiful thing to hear and to see, and to see how many people had become abstinent and maintained abstinence, because so many things got seen as being on the brighter side. And that's what it's always been for me now, is to see things on the brighter side, to find the good side of things, and not always dwell on what I don't have, can have, shouldn't have, could have, didn't have, wish I had. Leave it alone, please. So I learned what a wonderful thing this is to be so thankful for what I do have. And the fact that I have meetings that I could attend where people are talking about what they're doing. You know, experience, strength, and hope. That's never changed. So I talk about my experience. That's what I was coming from. But my strength came from the meeting, from being with other compulsive overeaters who had the same disease that I had. I no longer had to be like feeling hiding in the corner. I'm the only one. How come I can't stop? Why can't I? Blaming myself, yelling at myself, screaming at myself, not wanting to look at myself in the mirror. I can still remember covering the mirror, not wanting to see myself. Well, I don't do that anymore. And how thankful am I that I don't do that anymore. Now I love myself. I hated myself for so long. And now I love myself. And what's wrong with that? It's a great thing. Everybody raise your right hand. Pat yourself on the back. Say, I'm in a good place today. Look where we are. We're all trying to get well together. And that's what positive sharing is. It's each person, as we go around the room, will share things that they're doing to stay well. You know, when they came in and what it was like, but what it's like now, that's the biggest part of the sharing. What is it like now that I'm doing well, now that I'm working my program, now that I get out and I do things? And I remember going from meeting to meeting all over the place. And I still go to a lot of different meetings, and it's so much fun to go to. I know so many faces here now, just from going to different meetings, and people who come to the meeting. Usually it's a Friday-Saturday meeting, but I go to Mondays or Tuesdays. I mean, I can show up anywhere, be careful. I can show up anywhere. And sometimes we could use some more meetings. So, you know, there again, if anybody sitting here says, oh, I'd get to the meeting, but it's so far away, stop, come to our intergroup, and we'll fund you. Start a new meeting wherever you are. All it takes is how many people?
Two.
That's all it takes to start a meeting. And then you'll have a meeting right in your own backyard. And it's that simple. And that's how all these meetings grew. So when we came in, we started off with about 7 or 8 meetings, and we worked our way up to 22, and then we came down, and then we went up a little, and over here to the left, and a little to the right. But we're still in there. So that, and all of these meetings are called the no-nonsense positive sharing meetings. And that's what they are, and that's what they're meant to be. Person wants hope, come to a meeting. If things aren't going the way they should, come to a meeting. And they're all over, and that's what works best for me. Just seeing the faces, and I don't know what's the best, sponsoring somebody who hasn't been able to do it, remembering myself. And the day comes, she says, guess what? I have 21 days. I'm almost in tears. 21 days back-to-back abstinence. Do you know what a miracle that is to a compulsive overeater who can't get one day, half a day, even a morning to be abstinent. 21 days, oh my gosh. And then puts out her hand and takes another hand. And together we will do
what
we can never do alone. And that's the beautiful part of all this. It's sticking with it. Be a sticker. I remember hearing that a long time ago. Be a sticker. Stay with it. Don't give up. Keep coming back. And I don't know, what's my timing? I'm so terrified of going over the time. Somebody's going to come out and hit me over the head with a mallet or something. Do I have... I do have more time? 1.5 Okay. Anyway, I've taken this with me wherever I go. I always say when... my food plan is my food plan. That was the most amazing thing. When I was traveling, I would act as if, oh my God, I'm going to... I had gone to Rome and to different trips like that. What will I eat? Well, so amazed. They eat food. Is that amazing? They eat food just like I do. And so I get over there and it's like, ah, it's not even special. So they had all the things I want. And I remember going to one place when we were in Rome. They came out with their I shared this at a meeting before, but they came out with what is like the bane of their existence. So the waiter comes to the table and he says, this is for you, this is so delicious, just come out of the oven. And he's giving it to everybody, so it's not on my food plan. Mm-hmm. So I turned and I said, oh no, thank you. Hey, he said, I'm not going to believe what you mean, and you know even this is the staff of a life. And he's going on, I said, oh my God. So what I learned was to take it and then give it to somebody. So I never did that again. My God, the guilt alone, you know. So then, and that trip, there were a lot of students there, and they all went to sit next to me because I wouldn't eat the desserts. And I wouldn't eat, and they were like, whoa, this is great. You know, it's the only time I ever went somewhere and lost weight before I came, after I came home. And but that's the fun of it. So that's the fun of OA, doing it and making yourself feel good. At least I always made myself feel good. And I can't imagine not doing the same thing for everybody else. Just to accomplish that, if everybody could sit here and just for 1 minute remember that first day of abstinence and that next morning getting up and saying, oh my God, I did it. I did it. It's such a wonderful feeling. And the beautiful part is that it's one day at a time. So every day I can say, what a wonderful day I did it. So, now I think it would be nice if we went around the room at this time. Good. Oh, good. I don't want to take up everybody's time. Okay, now, we're going to go around the room and we'll start going this way. And anybody who would like to share?
And of course, I was hoping you were going that way. No, hi, I'm Alan. I'm Alan, a compulsive overeater, crazy person with food.
Hi, Alan.
I actually, this is a good moment for me to say thank you, because my first retreat in the area was, I used to go to Aldersgate years ago, I was in the program, and I went to Star Lake for the first time, and I got a call from Barbara about 6 weeks ago that I won the weekend to come here. So I was so thrilled. My husband's losing his job. Things are fine, but I wouldn't have spent the money. And when she called, I mean, you probably never heard somebody so excited in your life. Oh my God, I won the weekend. So it's really nice. You know, I always think wait around for the miracle, and the miracle happens all the time in this program by working for recovery. You know, it's not going to come and find me. I need to go out and find it by working the program. So I know a lot of familiar faces because I come sometimes down to Parsippany, and I did go to Star Lake, and I see people because I too try different meetings. And that's where the recovery is. The recovery is in getting to know people. So a lot of times people know my face, but they're not quite sure of the name. So I'm hoping to get to know a little you guys a little bit more while I'm here this weekend. But I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Betsy. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Betsy. Welcome.
And I really don't know what to say. I don't share very much because I'm generally a very bashful person. And then I also have some issues with positive sharing because I'm struggling. And I really appreciate hearing the positive shares. It's making a lot of difference in my life. gives me a lot of hope. I guess the thing that I'm working on right now is my spiritual life. That was something that was very difficult for me. There was a lot of, I don't believe in anything, I can do this all by myself, I don't need people, I don't need this, I don't need that. But I'm realizing from listening to podcasts that I found from other places, go on the internet, you can find a number of different podcasts, the stories in the Big Book, the stories in the OA book, that everyone says, I can't do this by myself. And I need to turn it over to a higher power. Every single one of them says that you need to turn it over to a higher power. And so I figured, what, who am I to doubt this? And who am I to tell all these people that they're wrong? I'm the one who's wrong. So therefore, I'm working very hard to turning things over to my higher power. And I actually had an instance this week where I got some bad news from work. Not, I'm still employed. But something that I had to tell a customer that was in contrast to something I had told them earlier. And I felt very, very upset, very sick almost. And my first response was to get up and go to the refrigerator. And I said, no, this isn't going to work. And so I just gave up the whole problem to my higher power. And immediately I felt lighter. And it was just wonderful. So thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, see, now you couldn't think of a thing to say. That's all good stuff. Yes.
I'm Amin, a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Amin. Welcome.
And I've said this so many times before, but whenever I think of something positive, this is what pops into my mind. I can remember when I first started coming to meetings, hearing people say, I'm so grateful I have this disease. Mm-hmm. And I would say, oh, yeah, right.
Great.
Right. I am so grateful I have this disease. It has opened the door to an unbelievable journey, and life is so rich and full, and who would have thought that I could ever say that? And this is a wonderful retreat. This is, I think, the best out there. I'm so glad to be here today.
Thank you.
I'm Alice, a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Alice. Welcome.
Thank you. You know, the topic about positive sharing and why positive sharing works, Eleanor mentioned when she was sharing about complaining about, you know, sometimes complaining about having to travel too far to a meeting. And you know, there's some meetings real close to my house, like a mile away. And I, in the beginning, when I came here, I a couple times went to those meetings and learned a lot about what people would do. You know, what they need when something happened in their life, that they didn't like this or that or, you know, whatever. And I stopped going to those meetings and then continued to come to the West Jersey meetings, which were much, much further from my house, instead of a mile, like, you know, 15 or 20 miles, order of magnitude. Because West Jersey had the positive share. And I learned pretty quickly that I didn't need to go to meetings where I could, you know, listen to shares on how to mess up, because I figured out pretty quickly that I already knew how to do that. And I had as much experience doing that as you know, folks were sharing, even though I was a newcomer. And I had honed those skills really, really well. But the skills that I didn't have and was like how to stay abstinent and how to, you know, focus on living my life in a way where food was not the issue. But I learned that in West Jersey in the no-nonsense meetings. And when I think about that, you know, I always go back to the Big Book, and the Big Book doesn't have a chapter in it that talks about this is the problem. It doesn't have a chapter that talks about how to mess up. It doesn't have any of those kind of chapters, but it does have a chapter that says, "This is the, you know, the solution. This is the solution," and that's what positive sharing is. It's like focused on the solution, and that's like the message in the Big Book, the solution. And so that's why, like, I come to the West Jersey meetings, why I come to this retreat just about every year, because of the positive sharing and the focus on the solution. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda, compulsive reader.
Hi, Brenda.
I think
think I'll just hit the nail on the head and nobody else has to share.
That's a cute way.
I too started out in being real curious about, you know, programming and visiting a lot of different types of meetings, and a lot that were a lot closer to my house as well that I no longer visit. You know, the positive share, just to reiterate, it really does, you know, give me the directions, you know, in terms of the right way, instead of mulling around and what's broken. So, you know, to come to where it says having a common solution and what binds us here. So, you know, in the positive share, you know, it's a lot of abstinence, you know, a lot of strong abstinence in West Jersey meetings, where the positive share is. And so, you know, that fellowship, you know, being able to be with others that are working it too, it's just a, you know, it's a great support. So, thanks.
I'm Donna, grateful compulsive reader. I'm very lucky to live in an area where I have a lot of positive share meetings. And it's funny, I was explaining to someone, I'm not much of a commuter. My commute is from Livingston on 10 to Randolph on 10. On 46 is Booton to Montville. So I'm not a big commuter. Matter of fact, it was funny, I was telling one of my coworkers, oh, you have to go up to Mendham. And I'm like, even driving up here, I love the drive, but I'm like, oh God, you know, I'm not a big driver, but anytime I get here, it's like, woo, I made it, you know? And I was a little weary because of the rain, but I'm very grateful that I am around the positive share meetings. I think only maybe once or twice I went to a meeting where somebody was dumping, and sadly, it's just like, oh, will you shut up? I don't want to hear it. And I don't say that to him. I just, the way I think, it's just like, I don't want to hear your problems. You know, I mean, everybody's got problems. Everybody's got situations. But as I've heard in the positive share meetings, my food is over here. My life is over here. When I start to mix up the two, then I have a problem. And every day I have to just give everything to my higher power, because I have a lot of things going on in my life. I have family members who have some illness, and I just have to give it to my higher power, because I have no control over it, and I have no control over certain foods, and I have to work my program because it's eating the three-way measured meals, because I am powerless over food, and I know how food has made my life unmanageable, and I don't want to go back there. So that's why I need to go to positive share meetings.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Bethany. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bethany. You're welcome.
I don't know what to add to what's already been said, so I'll just say I'm happy to be here, and thank you for organizing this.
Good. Thank you for sharing.
I'm Dave. I'm a food addict.
Hi, Dave.
Today is a day of miracles. This whole program is every day just shows you something good, and I do love the positive sharing. But today, parked my car, went down the bottom of the hill, and walked up, and I'm here to talk. So, God is good, and I couldn't do it last year. Last year, somebody had to do it for me. So, this is a really positive experience. It's making me feel good. So, thank you.
Sharon, Donna, compulsive overeater.
I know.
Eleanor, you always make me laugh. As soon as I see you, I smile. You know, I was one of those dumpers for a long time, and I didn't know there was any other OA. And then about 2 months ago, I stumbled across this meeting, and I came alive. And I have never been so happy since I found this meeting. And what was missing was that happy, joyous spring. And I found it here. And I'm here to stay up this way. I don't care how far I have to drive or what I have to do. Because it's like a part of me is coming alive that I didn't even know was missing. All I knew was I wasn't happy. And I didn't know what it was that I wasn't happy about until I found like the part of the program that was missing. And I didn't know. So I am so grateful to have found everybody, be here again. I remember coming to the very first retreat here and finding it so peaceful and getting to know everybody and leaving so happy. The first time I ever went to OA, I went to the Positive Share meeting. A friend of mine had told me about Overeaters Anonymous because he had problems with drugs, and he said, you ought to go to Overeaters Anonymous. I said, well, I don't have a problem. I just like to eat food. I got the number, and the lady was really, really positive, and I was and I've been coming back since, and there are struggles, and I keep plugging away at it, and my sponsor is a very, very positive person, and it seems no matter what's happening in the world, she always has something positive to say, and she keeps me grounded, and I just love being here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Hi, I'm Dolores, the compulsive overeater.
Hi, Dolores.
Being positive, I shared last at the Saturday meeting about Mother's Day, and I have three boys, and I didn't expect anything. Forget it, you know. Well, Mother's Day, it was a 10. And I got the funniest, maybe you don't think it's funny, but it's just how my family operates. One lives in Wisconsin, and I got a card yesterday. So he can remember. And that is funny. And the card said, there's a picture of a kid in a swimming pool, and it says, did everybody pee in the pool? And then you open it and it says, okay, Mom, I didn't do it. And my brother's did it, or something like that. The other one sent me a card that looked like Carol Burnett, you know, short hair, and she's just screaming and hollering, and it says, it wasn't that bad, was it? But what I'm telling you is, 20 years ago, when I came into the program, I could never laugh about that. Mm-hmm. It would be derogatory to me, you know? And do I always stay positive? No. I have to work at it, but I have a sign in my family room that says $5 for whining. And I really work very, because sometimes it's not easy for me to be positive when there's the job, what's going on in my private life. But I'm also finding that being in the program as long as I have been, I'm telling my husband, things aren't as bad as you think it is. And he looks at me like I've got four heads, because that was never me before. It was all doom and gloom. And OA has just taught me also for boundaries. And that is a very positive thing. Thank you very much. I'll save it for next time.
What I know is my higher power wanted me here. I got the form at Star Lake, and it sat on my desk with forms for other retreats, and got moved around my desk and buried under other stuff, and maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, and I procrastinated, and finally I said one day, well, I'll send it in, and if there's a space for me, great. And so I sent my check in, and I came home. I think I sent it in on a Monday, and I came home, and Friday was my birthday, and my husband said, you need to listen to the voicemail. And it was Barbara telling me that all the single rooms had been taken, but she had a cancellation within 10 minutes of the same time that she received my check. So clearly my higher power wants me here, and I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me share.
Hi, I'm Jack Griffin.
Great.
Great little public operators. And I feel so alone here being the only guy.
There's a space that you'd be surrounded with windows, do you believe it?
Why?
I think you're careful what you're doing. You got your own bathroom.
The only meetings I've ever really known of were Jersey meetings. And keep coming back because of the positive sharing. So I guess I'm grateful for, thank God that he's put me in a place where there is only positive sharing meetings. I haven't been to any negative sharing meetings, so I don't know at all if these are about bitching and moaning. I've never listened to them or heard them. So I'm really grateful that I've been in a positive sharing meeting that kept me coming back for 4 years now. So I'm really grateful.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks,
Sharon.
Thank you.
Hi, Mazel. I'm
possible
over here.
Hi,
this is my fourth year here. I was crazy enough to be here 2 weeks after I came to my first meeting at OA. I sat here not having a clue what anything was about. And now it's 5 years later, because I skipped one, and it's pretty much the best thing that ever happened to me, because my life has definitely changed. I used to be a real, real negative person. The whole half glass is half full or half empty. With me, it was always half empty. And now it's really, it's changed so much. And, once in a while I get the poor knees and I sit on the pity pot, but I know somebody in one of my meetings and she cracked me up once because we went out to lunch afterwards and I was complaining about something and she said to me, you know, I don't speak whinies. And I said, what? I mean, it took me a few minutes, a few seconds, and then I got it. And now I use that because I love that. And it reminds me that, you know, no matter how bad things are, it's really how you react to them that brings you the peace and the acceptance and less resentment. So I try as hard as I can to be positive. And I mean, that's why I love this meeting so much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Timer? Hi, my name is Abby. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Abby.
Thank you.
This is my first retreat of any kind. I'm very excited. I wasn't quite sure what to expect.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you, I heard about this Parsippany meeting for quite some time before I decided that it was the place that I wanted to try. And it's amazing. It is amazing to sit in that meeting on Saturday and hear the sharing and hear about the successes that people have had and the life-changing events. And it's a place that I feel very comfortable and a place that I feel very safe. And I couldn't imagine being at a place that there was not positive sharing, because I think that's what keeps us coming back regardless of what happens. Those little bumps in the road, those little life-changing events that happen that, you know, sort of set you on, you know, a questionable path. But there's always love and understanding that you can't find anywhere else. It's as if people are just living your life and know exactly what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And there's a lot to learn. There's definitely a lot to learn in this meeting. And hopefully I'll soak up some of that positive energy and some of that experience. And I'm going to keep coming back.
Yes, keep coming back.
Hi, I'm Maggie, and I'm a food addict. I'm so happy to be here. I can't tell you how many years, because I had a lot of kids, and I've heard that when you have kids with this child, you lose a lot of your memory, because I can't remember how many years, but I know it's been a good many, and it's been wonderful. And this year is just extra special to me for so many reasons. One is just because I feel as if this is a home away from home for me, you know. This being the home where, although I have so much love at my home back in Byron, I also have so much love and connection here immediately from just the moment I entered. And some of them are old friends, and some of them are new ones, but I'm just so excited to share. I'm so excited to listen. Especially pick that bookmark for that reason, just to keep my mouth shut a little bit and not talk away. I just get so excited the moment I get that letter with Barbara's name on it. I get so busy with life and you don't take the time, and I get to some meetings, but I don't get to enough, and this one's like a condensed version, you know, so it's going to be great, and I'm just so happy to be here. Can't wait.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, my name is Postal for here.
Hi.
And I too feel like this is my home away from home. I spent a lot of years in these rooms. I don't count the first 26 years in that program, because I did live in an area that was probably, I didn't realize they were double community divided. And then I tell the story of how I waddled into, it was such a progressive disease, I waddled into Parsippany, and they lovingly told me to take the cotton out of my ears and shove it in my mouth. Because I didn't write everything, no one suffered as much as I do. I had a big mouth to match my butt, you know? But I wanted what these people had. And the positive share, my life is so different now. I just saw May 2nd was 8 years of back-to-back half students for me. I couldn't get 8 minutes together. Not me doing. The difference is time, as I allow God in my program. That is the difference. That's my higher power. Even though I believe in the loving mercy of God, I never allowed in the program because I kept waiting for someday. And I am a grateful compulsive reader because I got coping skills. Like somebody says, her COPA was broken. My COPA was broken. I couldn't cope. That was my way of coping. You know, step on my feet and I open my mouth like a living garbage pail. I don't live like that today. I have dignity in my life. I have self-respect. No matter what happens, I find a solution in the big, in the 12 steps, in the program, in the fellowship. There's always a solution. Fear is just about dissipated in my life. Not that I don't have some fear. I still hate confrontations and things like that. But basically, there are no strangers. There's friends I haven't met yet. This is not me. I used to be afraid of everything. I love that fear of economic insecurity will leave. Not economic insecurity, the fear of it will leave, you know? I've only got the promises coming true in my life. I really believe I've had a spiritual awakening. And there's times where I don't know why I haven't gotten into the food, but I work my program very hard, and I can't get complacent, and I'm so grateful to be here. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Joseph. Thanks. And I too, this is my first retreat of any kind, and I'm so grateful to be here. And really grateful for the positive sharing. It is definitely what's kept me coming back since my first meeting 5.5 months ago. This weekend it'll be 5.5 months. And gratefully absent because of it. And with the positive sharing and the meetings and the reiteration of the tools and all those types of things, I have been able to work my program and my recovery. I do go to other meetings that don't seem to be as positive, and online meetings as well, which tend to be a lot less positive. So actually, I have cut those out back quite a bit. I do like to go to them in between just because, but positive sharing is really what keeps me going, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Issa, compulsive overeater. And it's my 6th year in a row, and I'm 30 this year, so I've been coming since I was 24, and I'm so freaking grateful for it. When I drive here, I drive through Morristown, I go around the green, and I used to work in one of the law firms there as a paralegal, and I was working there when I got abstinent sober. It was during that time period. And I just remember I was also a heavy smoker. I was heavy and I was a heavy smoker too. And I just ran a half marathon. So, you know, I'm not a smoker anymore, obviously. Or active compulsive reader. But all of us legal secretaries and paralegals would all go out in the back and smoke and just bitch about our jobs, like endlessly, how much we hated it here, and this place stinks, and they don't pay us, and blah, blah. I mean, that's all, we just complain. There was just nothing positive about it, and I loved it. I think I loved it. I don't know if I did or not, but I know I kept going back for more, you know. I just was always like, oh, need cigarette, okay, you know, like, we all go down the elevator together. And as soon as I got sober and stopped smoking and abstinent, it was like, I didn't want anything to do with it anymore. I didn't want anything to do with them. I didn't want anything to do with the job even. I didn't want to be there anymore. It just felt so icky. And, you know, gratefully, I got a new job 6 months later. And I just think, not even in just meetings, but in life in general, I love positive people. I'm getting married this year, and I love everybody who's coming to my wedding, except for maybe a couple obligatory relatives, but, you know, I don't have to choose to spend my time with them. I can spend it with I love my friends now. I love the people in my life because they're just, and that's what the key is, they're positive. And they're not like, you know, hee-hee-hee all the time. Like, everybody has feelings. I have feelings. But with this program, I've learned how to process them. I don't have to spew them out in the room. I can, you know, call my sponsor. I can call friends outside of the room because the most important person in a meeting is the newcomer. And part of my 12th step is carrying the message to the newcomer who's still suffering. By me dumping, I'm not helping that newcomer. I'm showing them that it's like still miserable in abstinence. So it's part of my 12th step. The way that I work it is that I have to show them that it can be done. It can be done, and it can be done with joy and grace and positiveness. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.
I'm just grateful, compulsive overeater. I'm spoiled in all of my life, but I have a great husband who spoils me in ways I never thought I would be spoiled, because I thought I wanted roses and cards and all that, and I get grocery shopping, like the food just magically appears in my house, and you know, the tissue box is empty, so the next morning there's a full one, you know. But I never noticed that before I came into this room, you know. And I came, the first meeting that I remember coming to was a positive share meeting on Monday night. And then I went to the Saturday meeting and found my first sponsor. But what I remembered a little while after being in this program of positive sharing was that I had gone to a couple other meetings when I was living in Hunterdon County, and the reason I blocked them out is because they weren't positive sharing meetings. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember, I was there. But I now work in New York, and I found, you know, I looked for a meeting in New York to go to before I start my day, and they are so not positive shares. And it's, you know, I've been going to them for, you know, 4 months off and on, and I walk out of there and I just feel really bad. And so I talked to somebody on the phone in the program about it, and they said, well, maybe you're there to shed a little light, you know, to be a positive person. I said, well, how can I keep going if it makes me feel bad? So even, you know, I come to the Saturday meetings, and I told my husband I went to temple because it was a bat mitzvah a couple weeks ago. And I sat there with my husband and I said, I'm sorry, but you know what? I get more spiritual feelings and emotion by going to my Saturday morning OA meeting than I do coming here to my temple. Mm-hmm. So, and I ran into another friend today who just told me the same thing, and she doesn't have an OA meeting to go to, so I don't know what she's going to do. But I'm really grateful for my, you know, for my positive share meetings, and my life is different. I'm full of joy now. Even, you know, on the crappiest day, you know, I still have something to be grateful for. So thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dora, grateful recovering compulsive overeater. And for a while now, I have been whining in my head. So when positive sharing came up, my head said, "What? I can't do that. How am I going to keep whining?" But that's really a miserable place to be. So I'm going to get off and go all whining. Be positive sharers. Thank you.
I'm Terry, the little bit over here.
Hi, Terry.
I'm really grateful to be here. I've been getting rather intense and thinking I have all this power, you know, and I can get all these things done on my own, and getting very serious about life and all that. You know, when I got here, I've been here since about 2 hours ago, and I feel so different already. It's like I'm just focused now. If this is real living, you know, the positive, and also not being alone. It's wonderful to be in a room of people. It's wonderful. And you know, years ago I would have been like, and I still am. I'm shy. But you know what? I feel so comfortable. There's no other better way to describe it. I feel so comfortable. And I feel support. I actually feel, I can look at all of you and I feel support. Now, where could you ever go when you have these kind of feelings and feel this way? And just, I don't know, it's so positive. It's all I can say. And I have to share, I had this great experience though. I stopped at, I think it's a King's, which is in Mendham, because I didn't bring any drink, right? So I wanted to get a bottle of diet something. And I'm standing online, it's a little store, and there were too many registers open and all this, and I'm at the so-called Express, and there was a couple people behind me and a couple people in front of me. And all of a sudden, the guy, the manager, announces, oh, would the next person in line go to the whatever, they were opening another register. And these two people, and it wasn't their turn, but they got ahead of me. So it was really, it was great. This guy in front of me, he had about 5 items, and he turns around and he looks at me and he says, oh, you only have one. And he was dressed in his beautiful Ralph Lauren pants and everything, you know. And I said, why don't you go ahead? And my first reaction was, oh, no. Yeah. I said, thank you, you made my night, or something like that. And he starts talking to me, and it was so positive. I left there, I was smiling. I said, have a great night. And he's like, and you also. And I thought, whoa, I know. So I just can't thank you guys enough for being here, really. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Lori, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Lori.
This is my 3rd year being here, and I just didn't want to miss this for anything. I didn't think I had anything to share when we started sharing, other than that I'm very grateful to be here. But the positive sharing has changed my life. This past year, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I've been aggressively getting it treated, and people say, how do you stay so positive? And it's the program, the steps, the traditions. The steps help me live with myself. The traditions help me live with other people. They help me set boundaries. What I've learned in here, even with the doctors, even with working out. My treatment. I just had a doctor's visit this week, and I says, you know, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying not yet. Please, let's finish this before I start that. And if it kills me, it kills me. You know. But I just feel that within this program, I have a new slogan for myself. I liked how people said that their Cobra was broken, and my slogan is, I get hope in these rooms, and I need hope to cope, and I get it here. I mean, so that keeps my Cobra working.
Okay.
So I really like that, and I'm just so grateful to be here. And I hope, I've been doing a lot of sleeping, so I'm hoping I don't fall asleep through anything. If you catch me dozing over, I hope it doesn't happen, because I was really looking forward to being here. And I'm so glad to see so many familiar faces. This is my favorite retreat, it really is. So thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the hope.
Hi, I'm Ruth, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi,
I too have only experienced positive share readings, and so I have nothing really to compare it to, unless I reflect on the amount of whining that I've done in my life over the years. I was in a terrible hurry when I came into OA, which was was almost 5 years ago. Was, it's probably, to be more accurate, 4.5. And because I was older, and I had a serious accident skiing, and it was life-threatening. So my hurry was based on something really terrible could happen before I reaped the benefits of this program. I didn't even know what the benefits were, but I was determined to harvest them, whatever they were. And so I kept coming back, and I did have my struggles. And one of the advantages that I already say about being among the last to speak is that I have just, this was the most wonderful topic to choose, because I have just heard all these people offer positive sharing, and I am so incredibly moved and uplifted by it and supported by it. I can't thank you all enough for being here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Gail, I'm also overeater, grateful.
Hi, Gail.
When I first walked in the rooms, I never thought I would be grateful to be a compulsive overeater. But I really feel like I got the opportunity to live a great life through everything that I've learned to in these rooms. I didn't know that there were other meetings than positive share meetings. So I feel very blessed that I got in the right place. As you said, I spent plenty of years whining and complaining to myself, and that didn't work. So I didn't need any more of that. There's a story in the big book about acceptance, and the person telling the story is saying, you know, if you focus on the problems, you get more problems. If you focus on the solutions, you get more solutions. And I noticed that when I am willing to surrender and work on the solutions, my life just soars. And being in this environment reminds me, you all remind me, that my job is to find the joy, find the solutions, work my program one day at a time. And that's really the miracle of the program. And each one of you are part of that miracle for me. So thanks for being here. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. I'm Anne, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Anne.
Basically, what I want to say is that I'm a changed person since I started OA. It's been about 14 months ago, and really changed person. And I've experienced miracles that I never would have expected to have happened, OA miracles, and I'm looking forward to sharing them this weekend, and I'm just really thrilled to be here. So thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Barbara, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Barbara.
Positive share. Okay, a few of you know my story about how I came to OA, but I'll work this into positive sharing. The guy who I was dating had shown up at my house with a stop card with a girl's number on the back. And I didn't know what OA was, but I went to my first meeting to find her and set her straight. I gave my boyfriend her number. What I want to share about that for positive sharing is that I weighed 237 pounds at the time. I was really unhappy. My life, you know, there was not one positive thing going on in my life, not one good thing. You know, I had two friends, and we were just eating buddies who complained about how terrible the world was. My daughter wanted nothing to do with me. Work people, I didn't really have friends. I mean, there wasn't one thing that I could say was decent in my life prior to June 10th, 2000. And I came to my first meeting that day looking for this one girl, And instead what happened was I walked into a meeting of 65 people, and even though like the first 10 seconds was me looking at every woman in there, is this the one, is this the one, trying to figure out, you know, who was Lenny's type, and the first person who was sharing on powerlessness just said something that had hit home to me, so I started paying attention. And person after person at this Parsippany Library meeting, everything they said was about how great they were feeling because they were absent, how great their life was because they were absent. All the relationships, I mean, they were laughing about things they had done with food that I was like horrified that I did but could not stop doing. And within, even though it was a 2-hour meeting, within the first 5 minutes, I felt, oh my God, I'm finally at a place where I really feel like I belong. And every person who talked, no matter what they said, it was pearls of wisdom just coming out of them. I couldn't get enough. And so I went every Saturday to this meeting, and even though it was a 2-hour meeting, at the end of the 2 hours, I would feel like, well, I cried through the whole meeting anyway, but I was so depressed that I had to leave these people because I wanted everything they had. I wanted their lives, I wanted the way that they looked, I wanted to be thin like them, I wanted relationships like they had. And the great thing about this is through them sharing positively of how they accomplished this, I just followed in their footsteps and did exactly what they said they did. And I got the same results. June 10th will be 10 years. It's amazing that, you know, when I go to other places, other states or whatever, that I hear people are amazed that there's back-to-back abstinence, combined years of back-to-back abstinence, or that people do this from the first day that they walk in. If it wasn't for the idea that I walked in and these people were so positive about what this program did for them, I would never have come back to a second meeting, never mind 10 years of it. So I'm really grateful for that, and thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my name's Bob. I'm a food addict.
Hi, Bob.
Let's see. I'm powerless over food, and I'm an insane wreck. I'm insane. Crazy, and I'm dangerous around food, so and I feel scared. All those things are positive for me, and of course I believe that they're true for myself. So I'm half the size I was when I came to OA. I came in at 588 pounds. And I'm not sure why I'm here. He drugged me to come here. I just drove through. Okay, so positive things. But I lived through a lot. I'm 72 years old, that's positive. And I was shot, and I'm here to talk about it. That's positive. And I had major surgery. The doctor told my family and friends that they weren't sure I'd be able to come out of the surgery. That's positive. So what else is positive is everything that I've done that caused me pain was due to my food addiction. So I have a list of many, many things that have happened to me, and they're all due to food addiction, overeating, or whatever the consequences are of that insanity of step two. So, where's that flag? So, I'm glad I'm here, I'm grateful to be back here, and I hope I can, learn something and strengthen my program and get closer to the higher power. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Bobby, a grateful compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bobby.
Positive sharing, right? That's what it's all about. You know, an attitude of gratitude. You know, it's about, people look at, you know, they say an optimist is a person who looks at the glass and says half full, the pessimist is half empty. I'm a realist. It's the glass is full. it's half full with air and half full with water. So, you know, it's this program has done wonders for me. I am truly blessed, and the miracles and the promises happen very quickly for me and continue to happen, and I'm just grateful that we found the place, and grateful that Barbara answered the phone, because we were sitting out there and didn't have the code, and sleep in a van, that's all. That's all we wanted. So I'm grateful to be here, and look forward to the weekend, and thanks for letting me share.
Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory,